On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, everybody out in podcast land, time for another episode of Hard Rocking Trivia Show. I'd like to start off today talking a little bit about, or now the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Dolly Parton basically saying, no thanks. I know she's awesome. I mean, just everything about her is awesome. She's a great person. She writes amazing songs. She's talented as hell. And she just said, I don't deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm a country singer. I think a few weeks ago when we talked about it, I think I gave her one of my votes because she's awesome. But she should be in, I mean, I know she's in the Country Hall of Fame, but, you know.
Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said her husband's the rock and roller and he doesn't even play an instrument. Yeah, so she gets it. Like the rest of the world, we get it. She knows she's not a rocker. She's cool with that. She says, hey, you know what? Let the other people who are nominated who are rockers, give them a shot. I don't want to take somebody else's vote. So that's,
yeah,
totally cool of her.
Yeah, she didn't want to split the vote from or take any votes from other people that are deserving.
Which all the rappers should have done and all the other country artists who are in should have done.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I'm a rap star. I'm an R&B artist.
No.
So, whatever.
It should be just a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's why they have an R&B Hall of Fame. That's why they have a Country Hall of Fame. That's why they have a Jazz Hall of Fame. And apparently a Delaware Blues Hall of Fame as well, right? That's what we learned last time.
Yeah. I still need to look that up and check it out.
So, Dolly Parton wins our Badass Person of the Year. She gets it. And the Rock
That's
and Roll
That's the most rock and roll thing of all time.
Right, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame came back. Well, we're just going to count the votes anyway. So they're basically saying, hey, if we vote you in, you're in. Disrespecting her. She said, I don't want to be nominated. So they don't get it either.
It's unbelievable. Their head is so far up their ass, it's not even funny.
Yeah, if somebody says, I don't want to be in, don't put them in.
Yeah. It's not just a matter of, I don't want to be in because I think this is bullshit. She's saying, I don't want to be in because I'm not a rock and roll person. I'm a country singer. Why doesn't the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame listen to that?
Show some respect.
Yeah.
Dumbasses.
Ridiculous.
All right, now we're all fired up. Hey, nice segue, huh?
Yeah.
what should we do first?
Speaking of that, why don't we do a little rapid fire?
Yes.
All right, so we're going to do a little bit of rapid fire where we fire off three trivia questions to each other, try to stump each other and see if we've eaten our Wheaties this morning. I don't know. I don't know if Mark's got it going today or not.
No, I'm freaking tired. You're going to smoke me in everything we do today, I'm sure.
All right, well, this will be a bloodbath, and I'll rake in all the money, get into a new tax bracket.
There you go. Be like Elon Musk paying. I think he said he's going to pay like $11 billion in taxes. $11 billion.
You have to make it to pay it. So I don't feel a little bit bad for him.
Oh, I'm sure. They said he's going to be the next trillionaire. So, hey, but he's paying his taxes. So
yeah.
Yeah, $11 billion.
Absolutely. Brutal. So, all right, here we go. Question number one. How many albums did Steve Algieri record with Journey?
Steve Algieri. Just full albums? Is this... Do we count EPs as well?
Yeah.
But yeah, yes. Which one is it?
Yes. You EPs are counted.
I'm going to say two.
That would be incorrect.
Ooh.
That is not. There are three. There's Arrival, Red 13, and Generations.
I suck. Damn it. I forgot about Generations.
Yep.
Red 13's got a couple great songs on it, too.
Oh, yeah. You can't go wrong with Journey.
Now, apparently, they're raking in the big bucks. I guess their first show, I think, 73,000.
Well, yeah, because they have Toto opening for them.
Oh, that's what it is?
That's what the issue is.
Oh, okay. Well,
yep.
Good for them. I like to see good rock bands still drawing fans.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Question one for you. The Beatles had a record company named Apple. What was the name of Led Zeppelin's record label?
Swan Song.
You would be correct.
Yes.
That was a nice easy
one. Yeah, because you can see that picture. I guess it's, Icarus with the wings and...
Could be. Flying into the sun and he's going backwards.
Yeah.
I guess. Or could be just some random angel. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be, I guess. Whatever. But anyway, like we have any idea.
Doesn't matter because she's got the point anyway.
I know. It's 1-0. All right. So question number two for you. How did Gary Moore get the scars on his face?
How did Gary Moore? I think he got hit by a glass in a bar.
I'll give you that. Yeah, he got into a bar fight defending his girlfriend and somebody broke a bottle and cut his face.
What a dick move, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine Gary being a hothead anyway, but yeah, that's what happened.
Didn't affect his guitar player any. He actually got better. Angrier, yeah. And he started playing faster, I guess.
Yeah, whatever. He was definitely one of my favorite guitar players.
He's definitely mine for sure. Yeah, fantastic talent. All right, here we go. Question two for you. Since you got this Swan Song label correct, name two artists that recorded on Swan Song that were not in Led Zeppelin or a member of the band.
Oh, man.
Good luck.
Genesis?
Incorrect. You get one more guess.
Casey and the Sunshine Band. No, they're in Casablanca.
Only one of them was big.
I'll say Grand Funk.
Incorrect. Okay, here's the bands. The biggest band was Bad Company.
Okay.
Detective. The Pretty Things. Dave Edmonds. Maggie Bell. Sad Cafe. Wildlife. And Midnight Rider. So out of all those, only one of them was a success.
Yeah, I know you sent me Detective. I haven't listened to that yet, but Bad Company is kind of big.
Yeah, the only ones that Led Zeppelin probably made money off of.
Yeah.
Oh, we tied now?
All right, yeah, one each. Okay. So here's the rubber match, as it were.
Here we go.
Question three for you. How many members are there in the band Drive, She Said?
I think there's two.
That is correct. Yes. Can you name them?
No, but I think one of them is Mark Mangold.
That is correct.
Touch and about 30 other bands.
Yeah. But
the other guy, I have no idea.
His name was Al Fritsch. He sang and played guitar.
Okay.
But, yeah, I watched a video of Drive, She Said last week. Mark Mangold still has the shirt undone all the way down to his belt.
He needs the old Billy Squire, late 70s, early 80s look. Showing the hair in his chest.
Yeah.
He needs to stop that.
Well, that was crazy.
It wasn't it wasn't a good look in the 70s, okay?
No, not much better in the 90s with Drive, She Said, but anyway.
All right, we're going to test your knowledge in this third question here, Danny.
Oh, boy.
But if you get it right.
We tie.
We tie.
All right, bring it on.
Here we go. In 1981, Doug Fiedler, you know who he is, right? Left the Neck and was replaced by who? But the person who replaced him never recorded with the band, and the band quickly broke up before he did or play with him live. So who replaced him? And if you don't know, I got like four good hints, but you can guess.
Was it Crenshaw?
Oh, Marshall Crenshaw?
Marshall Crenshaw.
Good guess, but no, incorrect. Yeah, he did the Smithereens one.
Oh, okay.
So this is when the Knack put out two albums really quick.
Oh, yeah.
And the Feeder left and they broke up. So that's why there was no longevity. The main songwriter and lead singer left the band.
Yeah, good band.
Yeah, it's like, well, you blew it, pal.
Yeah.
All right, so here's hint number one. This guy was the lead singer of Silverhead and Detective.
That doesn't help me at all.
Okay, so that's for the first one. The second one, This guy is in the Butch Walker video, East Coast Girl.
Oh, man.
Which I wasn't even familiar with that song. You want for the next one?
Yeah.
This guy is replaced Robert Palmer in Power Station for the Live Aid show.
What?
Yep. And did their live tour. So the same guy's done these three things. You want the next hint?
Yeah.
This guy played Murdoch on the TV show MacGyver. He was the bad guy.
Oh, man, I have no idea.
I'll give you another one. On the show WKRP, this guy was the lead singer of Scum of the Earth. You're thinking, who is this guy?
Man, I have no idea.
Yeah, so far. He was married to Pamela DeBar.
Oh. The groupie. Pam DeBar. Whatever his name is. Matt DeBar.
Matt DeBar. Incorrect. Michael DeBar. So Michael DeBar did all those things.
Jeez.
He was the lead singer, Detective, Silverhead, was in the Butch Walker video, was in Power Station, was the nemesis on MacGyver.
Wow.
And if you see the guy, you'll probably go, oh, I know who that guy is. But most people don't recognize him for being a lead singer. And he's actually a great lead singer, too.
Wow.
Especially those Detective albums are actually okay. But they last very short life. They were in 77 and they were gone, 78.
And he was a singer in the Knack.
Yep. And Power Station.
That's crazy, man.
So the guy has talent, but he never made it big.
Yeah.
And he performed on Live Aid with Power Station in front of millions of people.
Wow.
People are probably thinking, that doesn't look like Robert Palmer. So I got how many right? One?
You're two.
I got two
out of three. I got one.
Oh, my God. What an upset. I pulled the upset?
What an upset, yeah.
Holy crap. I'm running on fumes right now.
Oh, man.
Maybe I can go get some something to get rid of this cough.
I don't know. That's probably a good idea.
Yeah, so I'll get some throat lozenges or cough drops with my big winnings. All right, so I hope we learned something today. So, all right, since I need to go cough, let's listen to this commercial. Maybe it's for cough medicine. Okay, whatever.
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
All right, everybody, we're going to do a little bit of 6 and 30 where we put together 5-second clips of 6 songs, hence the 30 seconds. And you have to guess the artist. And usually we'll throw in the title of a song, but you get a point if you just get the artist. So out of these 6, we both have 6. So if you can go 12 for 12, you're the man, because I made a pretty hard one for Mark this time.
So I have, there's 6 songs in 30 seconds. That's 5 seconds. So if we do them both, it's 12 songs in 60. 12 songs in 60 seconds.
That's right. Okay. 12 and 60.
Okay. Well, we're
12 in a minute.
We're going to find out how we do. I have a feeling that mine's not. Maybe you get 2.
Okay.
Or maybe you get either going to get 2 or 5.
Okay.
But
All right, let's see.
What's your theme? So
So my theme of the song is, in this clip, these are all songs with Gary Moore as the guitar player.
So Gary Moore as a guitar player. This could be extremely hard because Gary Moore has played with a lot of people.
He has. And this is not, all of these are on albums where he is, it does say featuring Gary Moore, not on the, like the band, but the song will say whatever the name of the song is featuring Gary Moore. So
okay.
Good luck with this.
Oh, this is going to suck. I can feel it.
Yep.
Well, it won't suck because Gary Moore doesn't suck, but it'll suck for me trying to guess the damn songs. Okay.
You'll get 2 for sure.
All right, here we go.
She moves me mad. Honey, now don't mistake. I'm a man combined from a nuclear attack.
First thing in the morning, I won't make love to you.
Don't let me fall a loser.
Good God. Oh, I'm in trouble.
You're welcome.
I'm in trouble. Wow. The two of them were easy.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, the rest of them, not so much.
Nope.
All right.
Well, last time I made it too easy for you, and you gave me shit about it, so...
That was like 3 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I'm still paying for it. Okay, I'm going to play this again.
All right, good luck.
I think I got two for sure. The rest, I don't know. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah. All right. Number one was definitely Thin Lizzy.
That is correct. Yep.
Number two, it sounded like rockabilly type thing. So my guess is Brian Setzer.
Nope. Not quite. This is a band, five members, and all five members are gigantic superstars in their own right.
Wait. I got it wrong. Is it Coliseum?
No.
Damn it. Okay, what was it?
Nope. It was the Traveling Wilburys.
Gary Moore played with the Traveling Wilburys?
On one song, a song called She's My Baby.
Holy crap, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Wow, learned something new. Okay.
Yeah, cool song. Great, awesome guitar throughout the whole thing.
I don't even think I own that. You're either one of them, to tell you the truth. Number three did not sound familiar whatsoever. Oh, let's see.
This is a solo guy. He, we've already talked about the band he was in earlier today.
Really? Holy crap. Who do we talk about? Let me know my questions. Oh, shoot. A detective.
No, that was Paul Rogers.
Shoot.
From Bad Company.
I know Gary played with, damn it.
Yep. He did a guest spot on a couple of his albums.
I should have guessed by the voice. Number four, total guess, but I'm, because it's Nuclear Attack. I'm thinking, who played? Greg Lake.
That is correct.
Holy shit. Wow. Shnikes. All right. So
way to go. Greg Lake. Yeah, it's a great version of the song, too.
Okay.
Great version.
Number five, is it BBM?
No, that is not.
Which was
pretty close.
Was it who the
Rush?
It was Baker. Who are the guys in Cream?
Yeah,
two guys in Cream. It's Gary Moore.
Cream. Brush.
It's not Brush.
Baker.
Who was the
bass player? Baker.
Who's the bass player in Cream, and the singer? We're losing.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think of.
Somebody yell it out at us, and we'll get it.
Yeah, somebody's.
We know who he is.
Idiots right now.
Yeah, we're morons. Sorry anyway, about that.
No, it was not BBM.
So I'm wrong. So that's an okay.
Yep.
All right. So who was it?
That was Skid Row.
Oh my God, the original Skid Row.
The original Skid Row from 70s,
which I'm not a fan of at all.
No. It's definitely more of a fusion kind of thing.
Yeah, not my style. I like the 80s Skid Row, but not the 70s Skid Row.
Yeah.
The last one is Gary Moore.
That is correct. A solo album, Corridors of Power.
Which we saw that tour.
We did. Amazing.
You're right. So I got three.
Three.
Right. Not too bad. Better than I thought I would do.
Yep.
I have a feeling you're going to do the same. All right. My theme for my 6 and 30 is hard rock band releases from 1986.
Ooh, 86.
So you were in college, second year of college.
Yeah.
So you might have purchased some of these.
All right, let's see. All right, wow.
Feeling pretty good about that?
It got easier as it went on, that's for sure. Wow. I think I got three. I might have four.
Okay.
Depending on that one. Okay, let's hear that again.
All righty. And the rest of you, good luck out there. All right, wow. Danny.
All right.
The first one.
I have no clue. Is it from 86?
Yeah, all these albums were released in 86.
Wow. Shoosh.
That song was a video.
Is it Dokken?
It is not. It is your favorite Canadian short guys, the Killer Dwarves.
Killer Dwarves. Oh, man.
Keep the spirit alive.
Okay. Well, that was wrong. number two, is that Jufria?
That is Jufria. Correct.
Nice. The vocals gave me that one. The third one. God, I have no clue. 86.
It was from this band's second album and final album.
Whoa, second and final.
Mm-hmm. Because the lead singer went on to join a bigger band.
Wow.
Or I should say form a bigger band.
I have no clue. A group with two albums. Well, I'm drawing a complete blank.
All right. The answer is Stone Fury.
Oh, my God.
And the lead singer was Lenny Wolf. He went on to form King Cobra. Not King Cobra. Kingdom Come. Yeah, the two Stone Fury albums are actually pretty good.
Yeah?
Yep.
Dang it. All right. Well, that's two wrong, one right. Next one is definitely GTR.
That is correct.
I love that album. And I actually saw them.
Yeah, I only know that one song.
Yeah, I saw them. My girlfriend at the time won tickets to go see them in D.C.
Yeah, we will not name her.
No. Yeah, she won tickets, so we went. She's like, do you know these guys? I'm like, yeah, I know these guys. What?
It's Steve Howe and Steve Hackett.
Yeah, man, both.
Monster, but I didn't realize how good. I knew Steve Howe was good, but Steve Hackett, I didn't realize how good he was.
Yeah, same. He's on the same level, man. All right, I think number five was The Firm.
You would be correct.
Yes.
Okay, now I think you're going to win if you can pull this one off.
The last was definitely Tesla. Yay!
Yep, that's a four, and that's a victory for you.
Yes. All right, I want cash this time. None of this bouncing check thing.
Okay, I think I actually have somebody gave me an Indian note. From India. Okay. I think it's worth about 73 cents.
Okay.
But it might say 10,000 on it. I don't know.
I'll take it.
Okay. You got it.
10,000 rupees. Nice.
Rupees, yes. Okay. Damn it.
All right.
We are one for one. But our next bit, we're not going to be going against each other. So basically, we've already tied. And,
yeah.
And we have to go in. Our next bit is going to be Last Chance. And Danny is the person who picked the album.
I picked the album this time. The Last Chance is a new bit we're doing now where we listen to an album that back in the day we thought sucked. And we didn't, maybe gave it a couple listens and haven't listened to it really since. This time we picked an album from 1981 by probably Mark's favorite band, I would guess.
One of many, yes. But at the time, definitely my favorite band in 1981, for sure.
Yep. So this is... The band is Kiss, and in 81 they came out with Music from the Elder.
Yeah, and I took a lot of crap from the people in Springfield, Virginia for being a Kiss fan. Kiss was not cool in 1981, especially in Springfield, Virginia.
Oh, no. No. No, they had the first few albums, and then they did the Unmasked and the Dynasty and all that crap.
Yeah, everybody left in droves.
Yep.
Except this guy.
And so I don't know what the Kiss camp was thinking at this point to, hey, let's do a concept album.
I think they were trying to appease critics. They had all this major success, and critics panned them. But you know what? If you're making millions of dollars and selling millions of albums, who gives a crap what the critics thought? And I think this was their chance to figure, oh, we're going to hire Bob Ezrin.
Yep.
We're going to make a concept album. People are going to respect us. We're going to bring in Lou Reed to co-write a couple songs. Oh, this is going to be gangbusters.
This is going to be huge.
Nope.
Nope.
It tanked.
Didn't even get a gold, platinum, anything.
They didn't even tour on this album. They did a couple of TV shows, but they did not tour for The Elder. And
nope. And this was Eric Carr's first album with the band.
Oof.
And this was Ace's last album officially.
Officially he was on Creatures, but was he really on Creatures? He was on the cover.
Yeah,
he was pretty much gone by then because he didn't do the tour.
He only has one song on this album.
Yeah, and poor Eric Carr. He's like, yeah, I'm in Kiss. We're going to kick ass. What the hell are we doing? We're doing a concept album?
What?
With Bob Ezrin? Oh, boy. So, yeah. I remember buying this. I bought it at Waxy Maxy's in Springfield, and I listened to it the first time. I'm like, okay, this is different.
Can you imagine being a Kiss fan, you know, Rock and Roll All Night, Dr. Love, all this? And then you start hearing Just a Boy and Odyssey and Only You. Like, what?
Yeah, I remember. I almost didn't. I was kind of surprised when it came out because there was no buzz. Like, nothing. I'm like, oh, there's a Kiss album? Cool, I'll get this. Didn't know what it was. Know nothing about it. Yeah, it was a low point in Kiss's career.
Well, let's see what we think now, being, what, 41 years later.
It's 41 years later? Oh, my God. I feel old now.
I just did that quick math in my head.
But you know what? Danny's the one who disliked this album. I initially liked this album, but I haven't heard it in a while, so it was fun for me to go back and listen.
No, so I think I had the tape at one point, and it was like the tape might as well be brand new because I think I listened to it maybe twice back in the day, and I've listened to it twice since just in the last few hours.
Just to get a
sense. And we'll go through and I'll let you know what I thought.
Okay, so we're going to see. I think we're going to have very differing opinions, but I don't
know. We'll
see. We'll see. Maybe the last chance for this album, maybe listening to it again this afternoon, changed your mind.
Maybe so. So let's go. We're not going to do that little interlude, intro.
Fanfare.
Yeah, we're not.
And we're gonna do the first. We're gonna do the tracks that were released, the original order that was released in, because they put it in. Kiss wanted it to go one track order, and the record company changed it. But later on, in like 1997, they released it with the original track order. But we're not doing that one. I mean, the one they wanted. We're gonna do the original order.
Right. Okay. So, and we're gonna give 1 point to a song we like. A half a point to, you know, one that's okay, and 0 to a complete turd.
Yes, this is the Michael Butler scoring system. We have to give him credit, because if we're going to steal somebody's bit, or not their bit, but part of their bit, we're going to give him credit from the Rock and Roll Geek Show. So we're using that stuff. So
yeah. All right, so here we go. The first song, Just a Boy. That's a 0 for me.
Well, guess what? You are doing the wrong order. You are doing the order. Just a Boy was the order they wanted to use. The first song is actually, or we can do the intended order if you want. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, that's the order that I got offline.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay, we'll go with that. Just a Boy. So I have to go look at my. So you gave it a 0?
Yep.
Just a Boy, what did I get? I gave it a 1.
Bingo! What?
I like it.
Oh my gosh, with all that falsetto.
I am just a boy.
No.
The solo was by Paul. So Danny hated it still, and I gave it a 1. I liked the song.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that is just so wrong.
Yeah, that was the that's what we're doing. Kiss's Order. This is what they wanted originally. So,
yeah.
So
all right,
Danny,
so,
I definitely disagree on the first one.
All right, so that's a 1 for you. I can't believe that. All right, so the next song is Odyssey.
Ooh.
Through the realms of time and space.
Again, complete crap. I gave that a 0.
All right, let me see what I wrote. My notes, drums by Alan Schwartzberg, who has been in Mountain, recorded with Peter Gabriel, Alice Cooper, Barry Manilow, and is the drummer on "Oh, Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree." So that guy is the drummer on Odyssey. Now, this is a weird song to me because this shows that Paul can do Broadway, and we know Paul has done Broadway. I used to love this song, and I listened back to it, and I hated it. Then I listened to it again and went, well, I still kind of like it. I gave it a 0.5.
Ugh.
So.
Man, 0, hard 0 for me.
Yeah, most people hate that song.
Ugh.
Somebody else wrote it. They didn't write that song.
Yeah.
I forgot who wrote it. Somebody, I don't even know who they are. But, yeah, it's not definitely not written by Kiss. Yeah, Paul goes all out. Super Broadway on that one.
Yeah, totally.
From a far-off galaxy, I hear you calling me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No. That's not what I want from a Kiss album.
Yeah, that one I can see why people give it a 0. I get it. But
next song on the album is Only You. Which I gave this a 0.5. I thought it was all right. It was, it's not going to make me go out and buy the album or anything, but I'll give that a 0.5.
We agree on this one.
All right.
Only You, I only gave a 0.5. Rhythm guitar by Gene on this one. So, yeah, it's all right. Gene wrote this by himself, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I could do without it. Probably one of the weaker songs, I think, in this album.
Well, speaking of the weaker songs, Under the Rose is next. I gave that a 0 also.
Why?
Because it's crap. It's a piece of junk.
Okay.
It's not what I want on a Kiss album. It's Under the Rose. I know they have to do this kind of stuff to do the concept, but no.
Under the Rose. Okay, I gave this a 0.5. So there's something I like about it. Ace plays bass on this.
Yep.
And Eric Carr plays acoustic guitar. Yeah, it's one of the weaker songs, I think. I can see why people hate this one, too. But all right.
Well, it's interesting, because in this order, now the songs start getting good.
This is the original order that the Kiss wanted.
Yeah, well, they came in like, let's give them a whole bunch of crap, and then we'll start being a Kiss again.
Yeah, which is what you shouldn't do on an album. You're supposed to start out strong.
Yeah, well... Of the first 4 songs, they have a 0.5 point from me, and they have 2.5 points from you. So,
Yeah, so.
I'm not sure what you're smoking, but.
But I agree with you. These aren't the stronger songs. The stronger songs are coming up.
Oh, yeah, like the next one, Dark Light.
The malevolent order.
Right now, before it's much too late, before it's much too late.
Dark Light, okay.
To me, best song on the album, written by Ace. Ace's only song on the album. Big fan. Big fan of that. I gave that one a one, of course.
Bingo!
I also gave it a one.
Bingo!
Nice.
Ace plays bass on this. And, yeah, it's a decent song. And I think sometimes Ace will play it live if his band plays it.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure he's forgot it. But I know they played it a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dark Light, I like it.
All right. And now we come up to the first single of the album, A World Without Heroes.
A world without heroes is like a never-ending race. It's like a time without a place. A pointless thing devoid of grace. Where you don't know what you're after. Or if so.
Which is a, you know, good mellow song, great solo in it. I gave this a one.
Bingo!
Wow, a strong, yeah. A strong one.
It's Gene kind of, I guess Gene's singing.
Yes, it's Gene.
That's what you call it. He's singing.
I think it does. It does a pretty good job on it. I also gave this a one.
Bingo!
There's also a video for this song. Paul does the solo. I think probably one of Paul's best solos, actually.
Absolutely.
Co-written by Lou Reed, one of the worst rock stars of all time. Gets all this critical acclaim, but I think he's absolutely awful. Just listen to that Metallica album he did.
Well, Metallica should have listened to this and gone, no thanks.
Hey, how about Metallica doing A World Without Heroes? could they do it? I think they could.
Oh, sure. They have a couple mellow songs that they could pull off.
Have you seen the video?
For A World Without Heroes? Yeah, where he's kind of, it's just like a singing head, and they've got the bandanas on.
What does he do at the end of the song?
He's got that tear going down his
cheek. He's got the tear like the Indian and the Pollution in the early 70s. Yeah. Oh, and it's definitely a fake tear, but nice try, though.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Nice emotion.
I'm giving lots of ones here, aren't I?
You are. You haven't given any zeros yet. You've got a thing for Kiss, though. That's for sure.
There's some Kiss songs that get zeros, but so far I like what I've heard.
All right, next song, The Oath. Now, I actually like this song, too. I gave it a one. It's...
Bingo!
This song could definitely be on Creatures. I think it was kind of a preview of what was coming.
In the original, when this was originally released, this was the first song, The Oath.
Yeah.
I gave it a one as well. All guitars by Paul, and Ace is on bass.
Bingo!
Yeah, good. That's a good song.
Yeah, it's one of the three songs that was played on Fridays. Remember that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing that, and then I remember us fast-forwarding it or rewinding it or something, and it was funny to watch Paul because every time he'd put his arm up, then he'd put his arm out to the right, then he'd put his arm up and out to the right, up, right, up, right, up, right. And it was just so funny to watch him do it in fast motion when we were watching it on your VHS back in the day.
Yeah, I've probably seen that many, many times.
Yeah.
Paul's purple headband. I'm glad that look went away. Ooh.
Oof, oofa.
Not good. And Gene with his little, what did he have? He tied his hair to the side. A little pigtail on the side.
Yeah.
Not a good look.
Bad.
Yeah. So, World Without You. I like the song. So.
All right. Next song, Mr. Blackwell. This is okay. I'm giving this a half. First thought about a zero, but then, it's okay. I'll give it a half.
A strong one for me.
Bingo! Oh, man.
It's written by Gene Simmons and Lou Reed. I don't know who the hell Mr. Blackwell is, except for the guy who used to talk about women's clothing. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Maybe it's about him. I don't know. What does it have to do with the concept album? I have no idea, but I love Mr. Blackwell.
Okay.
Yeah, there's something wrong with me.
Yeah, something. All right, then the only instrumental on the album, really, is Escape from the Island. Cool song.
Yeah, it is.
Paul plays it.
Is it all Paul? Because it doesn't sound like Ace at all.
No, it's all Paul pretty much. I think it was probably just a Paul, Gene, and Eric kind of thing.
See, I think they could play that now. If you know your voice is not doing great, like Paul has problems singing now, I could see them busting that song out and just playing it. But
I could see them doing either this or maybe The Oath or I in concert.
Yeah, but it does. Yeah, I think it works. Yeah, some of these songs would work live.
Yeah, I gave it a half.
What?
Yeah, gave it a half.
You suck. It's a good song.
You are not objective with Kiss. So
I am. If you picked a different album, I could be very objective. Especially if we do the last two albums they put out, Sonic Boom and Monster. I could be extremely objective.
Yeah, well, you gave Odyssey a half, so...
I did. I almost gave it a one.
God.
I would have given it a one in 1981, sitting in my room singing, playing my tennis racket, singing, All is Odyssey. Yeah, I did that. I admit it.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so everybody take that for what it's worth.
Yeah, I know.
Mark gave Odyssey a half.
Yeah, I have no credibility whatsoever.
Yeah. All right, and then the last song is I, which... I really like this song. I gave it a one until I don't like the chorus because, once again, it's Kiss and their God Gave Rock and Roll to You anthem kind of. I don't like that stuff. I don't like the anthems and then the talking at the end and then the dance break in the middle. What the hell is that?
I love that.
No, with all the clapping?
Yeah.
That is so corny and, oh, geez, so terrible.
Oh, I love that song. It's probably the strongest song on the album.
They could have had a ripping guitar solo right there, but no, they have snapping. My God.
They do have
Everybody, come on, snap.
Jazz hands.
Yeah, really. Snap to the left. Snap to the right. Everybody, come on. Left side only. Oh, my God.
I remember Eric Carr doing that live. I thought it was so totally cool. He was hitting his drumsticks. Damn it. Damn it. I thought it was great.
Not
great. So you gave I a half.
I gave I a half because of that break, and I don't like the anthemic chorus where you're supposed to be all motivated.
Yeah, we're all one. We're all one. We're a big brotherhood. Come on, I believe in me. Come on, good stuff. Yeah,
on the same album with Odyssey. Come on, just get a ripping guitar solo instead of the snapping.
Never thought of it. Never thought of it that way, but. Okay, well,
you're a rock. You're Kiss. You're a rock band. There's no snapping.
Hey, they did disco. Remember?
Well, I can see them doing the dance break.
Well, maybe they listened to it and went, holy crap, what are we going to do next? And then they came out with Creatures. And the world was all right again.
Well, they touted this album as their return to rock. We're going to rock from beginning to end. No, they didn't. Not with Odyssey and Only You and Under the Rose. No rock there.
Yeah, Just a Boy rocks. So I'm going to guess that
you gave Aya 1, right?
Yeah.
Bingo! Of course you did.
I wish they would put it in the set now. I love Aya. Also, that was covered by Hair of the Dog. So,
all right.
If anybody remembers that band.
You scored this album an 8.5 out of 10.
I did.
I gave it a 5.
Okay. 5 is higher than I thought you would give it.
Yeah, me too.
So basically, 50% of the album you think is good, and the other 50% is terrible.
I'd say that. And the problem is, the terrible part is really terrible.
Okay.
I mean, it's bad. Bad.
I gave 7 songs ones.
Yeah.
So 7 out of 10 songs, I think, are excellent. And then...
You just said Just a Boy, you gave a 1.
I like that.
Really?
I am just a boy.
Exactly. You are proving my point right there. You're proving my point.
Well, I can't sing.
Well, besides that,
I don't know what it is. Oh, I just listen. I've heard it so much. I just like it. I don't know why.
Then there's the whole orchestra on Odyssey.
I think that's wonderful. Man, listen to the orchestra. Okay, here's another one. Extreme. When they had the orchestra in that last part of Three Sides of Every Story, right? I love that.
Well, they have orchestra all through that album.
I love that part.
Yeah.
What about you?
I do, too.
But you don't love it on Kiss's album?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Nope. Not this one.
Okay. So, needless to say, would you be listening to this album again? Or you say,
I would listen to maybe 3 songs.
So you'd put 3 songs on your phone, the rest you'd get rid of.
I would definitely put Dark Light. I'd like to hear that Ace do a live version of that.
Yeah, I bet you if you look it up on YouTube, you can see him doing it.
I'm sure.
Okay.
I like World Without Heroes, but I'm not going to put it on my phone. I would have put The Oath on there, and that's probably maybe Escaped from the Island, but those 3 would be the only ones that I would possibly put on my phone.
Okay. Well, we disagree. I still love the album. And you're like, eh. So obviously I'm right. So
you're blinded by the Kiss backlights.
So when the record company got this album, we just did the track order that the band submitted. But what happened, and Danny pointed this out, there was some weak stuff at the beginning of the album. So what actually came out when the rest of us got when the record company changed it, the opening song is The Oath. And then it goes to Fanfare, Just a Boy, Dark Light. And then it starts off strong with the weaker stuff in the middle. And it ends with The World Without Heroes, Mr. Blackwell, Escape from the Island, Odyssey, and I. Yeah, Odyssey is polarizing for sure. And if you want to hear it, go on YouTube and listen to it. I think 95% of the people listening to it are absolutely going to hate it. And there's 5 of us weirdos out there who actually like the song.
Yeah.
I'm one of the weirdos. I'm weird.
Well, everybody make your own opinion on it, or if you already have your own opinion on it, if you've listened to it in the past. But
agree, disagree. Some people love this. Some people hate it. It's a polarizing album.
Yeah.
But definitely they should have not tried to appease the critics. That was a big mistake.
Yeah.
So now we come down to Danny. You have to pick a song to end the show, and I bet you're going to pick Odyssey.
No, I'm not.
You're not?
No, I think I'd like to hear Nuclear Attack by Gary Moore's version.
Okay, Nuclear Attack, Gary Moore. That's a good one. I bet you a lot of people don't know that song.
Great song.
Okay, we can do that.
Yeah, we had a clip of the Greg Lake version earlier in the show, but now we're going to hear the original awesome version.
The ripping version. I forgot who sings. Does Gary sing lead on this, or is it somebody else?
Yeah, all right, there's a guy named Charlie Hunn.
Charlie Hoon, yeah. Charlie Hoon sang lead vocals on Ted Nugent's Weekend Warriors, and he was the lead singer of Victory for some time, and I believe he is in Nazareth, I think.
He was in Fog Hat.
Is it Fog? Yeah, he's in Fog Hat now, not
in Victory with Ted Nugent. He was on Scream Dream and State of Shock and Weekend Warriors.
Yeah, okay. Learning stuff now.
Yeah.
Old Google.
Charlie Hoon.
Charlie Hoon. Well, enjoy it.
Yep. Great song.
All right, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
See you when we see you.
The nuclear attack.